The final pick of the NFL draft is called Mr. Irrelevant, in part because of the fact that 250 or so other players were selected ahead of them, meaning the odds of the last player being picked are high for them making an NFL team. Now, that's according to boneheads who never probably played past peewee football, the same guys who were the kids praying in the schoolyard that they wouldn't be the last kid picked, you know, the one that nobody wanted but had to take. Well, I want to introduce you to the Rams' final pick of the 2008 draft, and I refuse to call him Mr. Irrelevant because he has a solid chance of contributing to the Rams. His name is David Vibora. He is a linebacker at the University of Idaho and was anything less than irrelevant when he played for the Vandals. He joins me on this week's edition of the Press Box. Hello, David.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining me. And I need to start before we get into our interview. Before working for the Missouri Net, I worked at another division of our parent company, Learfield Communications. One of my responsibilities was building and maintaining the Idaho Vandal radio network, as well as voicing daily reports on Vandal football. So I'm very familiar with David and Vandal football. And on a team that went 1-11 last year, David, you led the team in tackles last year with 148, and you were tops or close to the top in the WAC conference, weren't you?
Yeah, I think I led the WAC in tackles the past 2 years and was at the top five in the nation the last couple of years. So, you know, I was able to be pretty productive in my time with Idaho.
So, you know, people here in the Midwest, in Missouri, they probably don't know much about Vandal football, probably don't know much about you, but certainly people in the NFL did. Now, outside people call you Mr. Irrelevant, but I'm sure you're proud of the fact that you were selected in the NFL draft.
Absolutely. I mean, when the NFL draft was, you know, 15 rounds and even when it was 20 rounds, you know, that's really kind of when the whole Mr. Irrelevant deal got started. And now that it's down to 7 rounds, I mean, there's free agent guys making teams, making rosters that, you know, wind up starting throughout the year. So, you know, I'm just, obviously, the opportunity is the main thing. Once you get your foot in the door, whether you're a first-round guy or a fifth-round or a seventh-round guy, I mean, it's, you know, everyone's vying for the same spot.
How much does it bother you having that label, and how much do you use that as motivation coming in this summer?
Oh, actually, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. It's really been awesome, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, if you're going to be a late pick, you might as well be Mr. Irrelevant because you get the whole parade, all the showering and gifts, everything that comes along with being that guy. So, you know, I've taken it in stride and really ran with it and used it to my benefit as far as, you know, some with motivation, but also just with publicity and, you know, everything that comes along with it.
Well, that's great. Better than being a late sixth-round pick, right?
Hey, yeah, I mean, everyone says, gosh, what is number 251 doing? He's sitting at home wondering what happened as I go out to Newport and get all the perks that go along.
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about the prestige and the celebrity that goes with being Mr. Irrelevant. Talk about what you'll be doing or what you've done.
You know, I haven't really done much except for field a whole bunch of interviews and a lot of media stuff, which has been a blast and I've had fun with. But when I head down to Newport next week, you know, you show up and you're basically first-class treatment. You're treated like really the first pick in the draft. I mean, from, you know, the parade at Disneyland, doing stuff at the Dodger game, going out at night, you know, there's a big banquet. You know, a showering of gifts. Apparently you get a Rolex watch and a whole bunch of other stuff gets donated. So it's quite the deal.
Well, that's, you know, I don't feel sorry for you anymore.
No, really, to be honest with you, you should be jealous. I know a lot of these guys are jealous. Even I was talking with one of our third round picks, John Greco, the other day, and he was like, man, I'm just jealous. I was like, I said, you know, I'd like to have your signing bonus, but I'll tell you what, this next week you're going to be jealous of me.
That's great. Hey, when I spoke with you yesterday to set up our interview, you were kind of busy. You were with other Rams rookies going grocery shopping. Tell me what a rookie and a draft pick trying to make an NFL team goes through. Just give us an idea. I mean, why were you out shopping for food?
You know what, to be honest with you, we've been doing a lot of stuff as far as Rams rookie. They call it rookie school up here. And, you know, every week we've had running workouts and lifting workouts in the morning, and then in the afternoon we've gone to rookie school and we've done a number of things, from some community work to some fun things like going to a Cardinals game and getting to be down there for batting practice and be up in a suite to watch the game and enjoy some time there. But, you know, we've learned a lot about the financial side of now being a pro athlete, to, you know, the different pressures and the different situations we can be put in and just being smart. So they want to really emphasize that, and the league is trying to emphasize guys making the correct choices And, you know, today we're actually going, all the Rams rookies, we're heading out to a military base out here to spend some time with the troops and just, you know, hang out, play football, just kind of alleviate some time on their minds of, you know, what they're going through, to just kind of spend some time with them.
With everything that you've been going through, whether it's been on the field with some mini camps or the things that you're doing off the field, what's been the biggest eye-opener for you?
You know, I mean, obviously on the field is awesome, and you really learn what you have to adjust to and what you have to do. But, you know, as far as off the field, we've been able to do a number of things in the community, and it's really nice to be able to use this spotlight to you know, help the community see, hey, these guys care about what's going on around them, and we really want to better the situation.
Talk about the first couple times you were on the field, or maybe it still happens. Did you find yourself in awe, or, I mean, what goes through your mind? Here you are, a rookie, you're drafted, and you're on the field with the best of the best in the NFL. I mean, did that soak in at all, or how do you block that out?
You know, you kind of have to block it out. I mean, at first, you know, when you're on the sideline, you can silly look, and wow, you know, that's Steven Jackson, that's Torrey Holt, that's Orlando Pace here and there. You know, some of the guys, you kind of step back, like, you know, these are guys I've been watching on TV for a long time. But then, you know, when you're going in there to get the rep, you have to tune it out and you have to be able to play fast. And so that's really kind of what I focus on, is, you know, get my reads, play fast, and do my assignment to the best of my ability. And I've been able to do that. I've been making good progress, and I definitely have a really, really good chance of not only making the team but being able to contribute in my first year.
You came from a program at the University of Idaho where Rob Akey was a head coach last year. The year before that, Dennis Erickson, who a lot of people are familiar with in this area, he was the coach. He was there for 1 year in Bolton. So you went through a lot of coaches in your time at Idaho. How has that helped you in terms of just preparing and adjusting to different systems? How has that helped you as you come into Rams camp?
It's been really beneficial for me, not only getting used to a number of different coaching styles, but also, like you said, the schemes. I mean, I've been able to understand a number of schemes and how I fit into different schemes, and how, you know, to learn. Once you know that wide variety, you can kind of adapt, like you said, very quickly. So it's been really beneficial for me, and, you know, luckily I've played in a system similar to what the Rams play here, so it's been a kind of a nice transition.
What are the coaches like? I mean, help us fans. I mean, when you're out there, I mean, are they yelling at you? Are they on your case? Or is it more taking you under their wing and teaching you? Give us an example of the psyche of coaches.
You know, it kind of depends on the coach. I mean, there's a variety of coaching styles, even here in the NFL. You know, as far as our linebacker coach, Coach Benintendi, he's been coaching in the league for 27 years, and he is a pretty mature approach. You know, he says, hey, you listen, you're a professional now. I'm going to treat you like a professional. And, you know, he's not a big screamer or yeller, but he expects that, hey, if you make a mistake, you're not going to make it again. And he's a fiery guy. I mean, you know, obviously as camp comes and then as the season comes on, I expect him to get even more fired up. But, you know, the coaches, they just want to, you know, treat you like a professional. You know, they're going to do their job, and you're going to do your job. And if not, there's going to be issues. So I think it's just a bit of a step up in intensity.
You start training camp the end of July. You'll head up to Wisconsin. What do you and the rest of the rookies do from now up until that point?
You know, we're here until Thursday, and then we get a little time off. You know, like I said, I'm going down to Newport for that thing, but us rookies, we get about 3 weeks, a month off, until we report back July 23rd to head up to training camp. So, you know, this is going to be a vital month, you know, as far as refreshing your mind, but being able to stay on top of your training so that you come into camp in shape. I mean, it's not like the camp, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago where they had a six-week camp and the first couple weeks were to get guys in shape. You know, camp now is really only a few weeks long, and you're into the preseason, so you have to show up to camp in shape, ready to go, or else, you know, you're not going to be able to compete for a spot.
You mentioned that you're going to be visiting with troops, and does that put in perspective that, you know, what you're doing, certainly from a standpoint of sacrifice and things, that does it kind of put in perspective what you're trying to do compared to what troops do, and does that help you in any way?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's always good to stay grounded And, you know, the other day at one of our practices, there was a couple of kids who had leukemia, came out, and they got to watch our practice. And, I mean, it really puts in perspective, listen, we complain about little things about, you know, maybe how hot it is for practice or doing this running or that running, and they're fighting for their lives. And the same is true for the troops. I mean, I'm a very patriotic guy, and anytime I go anywhere and I see a troop, whether it's, you know, the airport or anything, I always try and take time to stop and say, you know, listen, we appreciate you, what you're doing, and just really shake their hand and let them know, hey, thank you. So I'm really excited for today. You know, my grandfather was in the military, my family, I've had a number of family members in the military, so I'm excited to go and just show the appreciation I have.
David Vibora, the Mr. Irrelevant pick, but you love the name, you love the stuff that goes along with it. You're certainly a class act just from following you at the University of Idaho, in talking with people there at the university. I know you're a class act, and people listening to our press box today certainly have that opportunity to find out that you are a class act, and I appreciate your time. I know you have to get running. Best of luck, and we want to keep in touch with you. And when you make the squad, the final 53, we want to keep in touch with you throughout the season.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on here today.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you. Take care.